From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Tie Cats Today. I'm Braden Neville and thank you for joining me here on the Tie Cats Audio Network on this beautiful May the 26th, 2023. And it was a beautiful day today for Tie Cats training camp as the team went through their pregame walkthrough at Ron Joyce Stadium. And tomorrow marks our first official game of the preseason at Tim Hortons Field. And spirits, they were high around training camp today as guys gear up for that QEW rivalry game against the Toronto Argonauts. And that is once again at Tim Hortons Field at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Tickets are still available, but very, very limited right now. If you can't make it to the game, then make sure to check out CFL Preseason Live and make an account to watch all of the preseason games for this CFL season free of charge. Honestly, it's super easy. You just need to sign up. All you need is an email and to create an account. I did it. I think it took me like 5 minutes and I was good to go. So it's that easy. Today's show is going to be exciting. I spoke to Coach O, Bo Levi Mitchell, Simone Lawrence, and Chris Edwards about that first preseason game and getting to rekindle the rivalry with the Toronto Argonauts right here at Tim Hortons Field. I'm going to break down the first game of the season in just a bit, but before that, I want to throw to Coach O, who I spoke to following today's walkthrough, about that first preseason game right here against the Argonauts. All right, so Coach, first game tomorrow. Are you excited to get this started and get in that first game?
Understatement. That's why you practice, you know, to see where you're at. So I'm excited. As a person, I'm excited for them. Like, let's see where we're at, and then let's move on.
And obviously, it's a preseason game, but still that rivalry between the Argonauts and the Ticats. What makes a game against the Argos maybe just a little bit different than another game?
Nah, I can't give you all the stuff that you're going to ask on Labor Day, right? This is really an evaluation period. I think if you talk to both Ryan and I, you know, the number one goal is to get out of there healthy if possible. And then, of course, you want to get some great evaluations, see where your football team is. But, anytime you play this, it's going to have a little bit different feel. And like I always say, it's tough to explain. You just have to feel it.
How much do you need to and want to see where your offense is at too, because there's been significant changes there?
Well, the thing is, I think what people don't realize, you're getting evaluation in practice too.
Right.
Meaning you're seeing improvement. There's nothing like the game. The game is the game. And so, yeah, we want to see that, but not to the extent of being reckless. We won't be that.
I wasn't here yesterday. I understand Anthony got hurt. What's the situation
now? Who?
Johnson.
Yeah, no, he won't play tomorrow. He'll be all right. He'll be fine. He just won't play tomorrow.
That was Coach O from Ron Joyce Stadium. As I mentioned earlier, I'm doing a little bit of a breakdown of tomorrow's rivalry game between the Argonauts and the Ticats. The Ticats and Argos both released a depth chart for tomorrow's game today. Nothing really too much to look into. It's still the preseason, but some notables for the Ticats starting group is Justin McGriff. He'll be getting the start at wide receiver, and if you can remember, I spoke to him a few episodes ago, so make sure to go check that one out. The rookie, well, he's been exciting to say the least in camp. He's hard to miss, standing at 6'6", so him, along with several other receivers like Tim White, Keandre Smith, and more, they're definitely going to be exciting to watch out there, especially with that new QB throwing to them. Now, Lawrence Woods III, he will be getting the start also at the corner, and on the kick return team. I spoke to Lawrence on yesterday's episode about stepping up this season into a bigger role on that Ticats defense. And well, he's made it pretty clear that's what he wants. So it'll be interesting to watch him out there, see what he can do. And one guy on offense that has been, well, firing everyone up since the day he was signed here in Hamilton, well, that's Ticats running back James Butler. And what's there not to say about this guy? Over 1,000 yards rushing last season. He's been a beast all training camp. And I also spoke to him last week on one of my episodes, so if you want to hear that, make sure to go check out that episode. We will likely see all of the quarterbacks getting some reps in tomorrow's game. However, the starter will be the newly acquired Bo Levi Mitchell. That's right. He will make his debut in the black and gold, and it could quite possibly, and I'm not even just saying this, be one of the biggest debuts for a quarterback, not only in Ticats history, but quite possibly, it could be one of the biggest debuts for a QB in CFL history as the veteran and well, future Hall of Famer, has only ever played for one team in his entire career until tomorrow. I caught up with Bo following practice to see how he's been feeling ahead of that big Ticats preseason debut.
I am. I'm very excited. I think I've been waiting for this moment. I've been thinking about it and like kind of laying in bed at night, just like that first time walking out of the tunnel. Very excited. Very excited for the moment, and just I'll take it all in.
Now, obviously, it's a preseason game, but it's still a rivalry game with the Argonauts. What have you heard about this Argonauts-Ticats rivalry?
Yeah, I've heard. I mean, obviously, it's pretty similar, I think, to Battle of Alberta out there. You know, but I think it's some bad blood between the teams, and I'm excited.
And now for Ticats fans that'll be watching the game tomorrow, do you have anything to say to them?
Just come out, man, enjoy it. We're gonna put on a show, and can't wait to get out there and prove to you guys why I'm here.
What are you personally looking for from this game? Just for your play.
Clean process, you know, like no time counts, that kind of thing. Personnel getting in and out. You know, obviously you want to see big plays, you want to see, you know, great things happen. You know, for me, preseason, make sure guys get out there clean, get their feet underneath them in a game-like situation, get used to the 20-second clock when the refs actually run it. You know, in practice, sometimes you kind of wait for the play to be ready. So, again, clean process, and then just let the big plays and solid plays come, but a clean game.
Is there any idea of trying to spread the ball around, even though that's not necessarily what they're giving you, just so that everybody gets a touch, as you say, get the feet under them? No, it's play it like a regular.
It would be great, yes, to see. I think it'd be great to have everybody, you know, that's in with me, get a touch, get tackled, you know, get those butterflies out of the way for game one. You know, but, you know, being a distributor or a point guard, just go out there and throw to who's open.
That was Bo Levi Mitchell. He seems ready to go for tomorrow's game. Who doesn't on this Ticats roster? Now, starting at QB for the Argos tomorrow, well, that'll be Chad Kelly, a rookie QB that already has a Grey Cup under his belt. If you can remember way back to 6 months ago when he took over for Bethel Thompson after he suffered that dislocated thumb. And, well, he finished the job for the Argos and won them that Grey Cup. Now, looking to stop Kelly and that offense will be a veteran Ticats defense and one of the newest faces on that defense this season, and a guy the Argonauts fans used to cheer for. Well, that's Chris Edwards. The experienced DB is coming off a Grey Cup last year with the Argonauts, and he'll be making the start for the Black and Gold tomorrow against his former club. Well, I caught up with Chris following today's walkthrough just to see how he's feeling about being on the other side of the QEW for tomorrow's game.
So, Chris, obviously you're used to this rivalry game between the Argonauts and the Ticats, but now you're on the other side of it. How does it feel to be playing against a couple of your old teammates?
It definitely feels good, you know, to feel good to go out there and get a win. It's nice to see the young guys get out there and compete and see who's ready to make the team. So, you know, it'd be good to get out there and play, fly around a little bit.
So you're about 2 weeks into camp now. How has it been just adjusting to all those new guys, Simone and then the rest of that defense?
Oh, it's been great, you know what I'm saying, with all the players, the coaching staff, you know, they've accepted me, and I'm getting to learn these guys, and there's a lot of great guys out here. You know, I feel like we can have something special this year. You know, I plan on going to back-to-back Grey Cups. You know, I was with Toronto last year, but I want to bring the cup back to Steeltown, so that's the plan.
Now, do you still have a good connection with those guys that you played with in Toronto? You know, you won a Grey Cup with them, but now are they, you know, they're the enemy, I guess?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're my guys. They're my brothers. But at the same time, you know, I'm with the Ticats now, you know, so these are my brothers too, and it's time to go to war. They're the opposition, so that's how I treat it.
Now, for Ticats fans who are going to see you for the first time in the black and gold, what do you have to say to them about Chris Edwards?
Are you going to you just getting a player that loves football, and that's going to go hard for the Ticats, not only for himself but for his team. So, you know, I feel like I'm going to make a lot of the fans happy.
Now, have you noticed anything maybe different about what you've been going through in this training camp as opposed to maybe previous training camps? Is the philosophies different at all with Coach O and the rest of the training staff?
Yes, it is some philosophies and a lot of things that stuck out to me. You know, like every day we practice on our fundamentals here. That's not really, you know what I'm saying, usual a lot of places, you know, but we work on our fundamentals every day. So it's easier to translate it to a game or everyday practice. So, you know, so you got to get better every day.
Now, one question I've been asking a few guys, a few of the newer players, you've been around the city now for a couple weeks. Sure, you've been busy every day, but what's some things, have you gotten to visit a little bit of the city? Have you been around and gotten to see some things that you might not have known about before?
Not really, not yet. You know, I really just know my way to McDonald's and back during training camp, but I haven't been around Hamilton yet, but I'm excited to see, you know, everything around here.
That was Chris Edwards. Now, I'm going to go from a guy making his Ticats debut to a player that the fans know all too well, and that's the Ticats all-time tackle leader, Simone Lawrence. Now, Simone, he's entering his 11th season and his 10th with the Ticats. But the linebacker, well, he's as excited as anyone to get this 2023 preseason underway and bring the Argos Ticats rivalry back to life for another season.
The first preseason game tomorrow. Are you excited to get things started here?
Yeah, it's always exciting to play football, so especially when especially going against the guys down the road.
Now, what's that rivalry like? I know it's a preseason game, but there's still that rivalry there with the Argonauts. What's that like, just playing a game against them?
It's fun. It's always great to set the tone and let them know that it's going to be a long season. You know, you always want to go out there and compete, and anytime you get to go against your rivals down the road, it's always a fun time.
Now, you've been in camp a couple weeks now, so you've been getting used to maybe some of those new faces on defense. How has it been maybe getting to know guys like Chris and guys like that and getting them prepared for this rivalry game against the Argonauts?
I think everybody's on the same page. You know, we went against each other. They feel the energy that, you know, goes on here in Hamilton. So everybody's on the same page right now.
And now for those fans watching tomorrow night, what do you have to say to them for that first game?
Everybody just be very loud, especially my 21 Savages. Go crazy.
Big thanks to Simone, Chris, Bo, and Coach O for being on today's show. Those guys are all looking to be key players for the Ticats this season. And I'm excited to see them out there tomorrow against the Toronto Argonauts at 4 o'clock at Tim Hortons Field. And there's a few things you need to know if you're going to be at the game tomorrow or in future games this season. Number one, and probably will make a lot of people happy, I know it would make me pretty happy, is the $5 beers are returning. That'll be going down between 2:30 and 3:30. And honestly, I've said it before, you can't find that at many sporting events anymore. And it's going to be something I'm sure the fans will be happy to see back. Now, for the families, you'll be allowed back on the field 15 minutes after every game ends. So make sure you get the kids out there, enjoy some time on the field, and have a little bit of fun with the family. South Plaza Saturdays, they are back. So the inflatables will be back, Bouncy Kingdoms, tons of family events, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. Also, we will have autograph signings from 3 to 3:30 on Saturday. Our alumnus of distinction, Brandon Stewart, who I chatted with a couple episodes ago. You can go check out my chat with Brandon, an incredible guy. And also current Ticats, Sean Thomas Erlington and Dylan Wynn will be there signing autographs, and that's from 3 to 3:30. So the Ticats homegrown game, that will also be making its return, and we'll be celebrating some of those youngest fans with a nice little in-game celebration. And like I mentioned before, we will be celebrating our first alumnus of distinction, Brandon Stewart, an awesome dude, an ex-Ticat who had a very good career in the CFL. And like I said before, I had an episode with him a couple days ago, so go check that out. He will be our alumnus of distinction, sponsored by Finlay Personal Lawyers, and will be honored at the beginning of that Ticats Argonauts game. So there's so much going on. It's going to be such a fun time, and it all goes down tomorrow. That's right, Saturday at Tim Hortons Field. Game time starts at 4 o'clock. So thank you so much for listening. That's all the time for me today. It's game time tomorrow, folks. Let's get ready, and we'll see you next time on Ticats Today.